dedicate the shir tonight to the Hatzalah of the three Bochrin, Natan Yaakov ben Rochel Devera, Gilad Michal ben Bats Gilad, Ayol ben Oris Tishua. Mr. Hashem, we should have a Hatzalah for Korah.
Amen.
We should all hear Shur's Tobit, Shur's and Achamas.
Amen.
So, we are discussing halachas concerning insurance. And we've got our insurance expert back this week. You can put us right. Okay, so we're going to start with our first shayla tonight. Reuben goes to his neighbor and says, can I hire your car? Don't want to go to the companies down the road. I prefer to be more Heimish, hire the car from you. Said, fine. Do you have, said Reuben to Shimon, I want to hire your car. Do you have insurance? He said, yes. Well, I want to make sure that I'm covered with that insurance if when I hire your car. Said Shimon, he said, that's okay, you will, but you have to pay if there is any damage to the car. You have to pay all the costs which involves in activating and using the insurance. Activating the use of the insurance. So Reuben said, that's fine. Shimon then pointed out a fact that, you know, I've just checked up with my insurance company, and insurance don't really cover private cars which are rented out, so we have to do a little stick. Yeah? We have to do a little stick. What's the little stick? Really, you're borrowing the car. And if you give me a matzono afterwards, then okay, you give me a matzono. Right, we're not going to discuss whether that stick works at all. Well, there's something wrong with that tonight. But we're going to continue with the case. We're going to discuss that maybe another time, that actual halacha over there. Now, what happened? So Reuben borrowed the car from Shimon, and lo and behold, he had an accident.
Wait, now he's a shawl or he's a sofer?
Lo and behold, he had an accident. Now the deal was, if I have accidents, I'm not going to pay for the damage, but I'm going to take from your insurance, I'm going to pay for the cost of the insurance. So Reuben says
what
to Shimon,
which
normally is deductible. Yeah,
oh, deductible,
yeah,
okay.
That's what he normally needs. So Reuven comes to Shimon and says, look, accident, but you got insurance, yes? So Shimon said, yes, so therefore, okay, activate your insurance. Fine, but you have to pay for the cost, okay? So the deductible, how much is the deductible? Shimon turned down to Reuven, it's not exactly just the deductible. So Reuven said, what do you mean it's not just the deductible? Well, I haven't yet paid my annual renewal of the insurance yet. And in order to keep the insurance alive, I have to pay the renewal and then pay the deductible. So what do you mean you haven't paid the renewal? So it's not insured yet. It's officially still can be insured retroactively if I pay the annual fee.
Is that possible?
And I have a high-risk relationship with my insurance broker who allows such things to happen.
You cool with him without paying?
Just in America.
What?
Just in America, you think it's not valid.
So, therefore, in order for me to use insurance, it's not just a deductible, I want you to pay also the annual fee in order to keep the insurance alive.
The entire premium? Not just the
whole annual fee. The whole annual fee to activate it retroactively that it covers your incident and the deductible, and then fine, you can take hold of the insurance. Otherwise, I'm going to claim the whole damage of the car from you.
See, Reuven didn't fully appreciate what Shimon meant when he said shtick.
So now the question is, does Reuven have to pay for the renewal of the insurance, or does he only have to pay the deductible? What was the Heskin? Let me read out you all. Let me say over to you what the Hesketh is.
Well,
it says, have you got insurance? Yes, I would like to use the insurance in the event there's a crash. Yes, you can, but on condition you pay for the me to be able to use the insurance, you have to pay all the costs involved in me activating and allowing that insurance to be used. That's right. What
Wilson awesome. Put that.
Kol Hatzos.
Definition like of terms like go by normal usage, so it depends what Minhag HaMadina in shtick is. I don't know the answer to that question.
Did he have to reveal that he hadn't yet paid for his annual premium? In other words, Nevis Das, because people would assume once he says insurance that he hasn't.
Yeah, it's assumed when he says
it's insurance. It's a question of what the term means.
The annual premium is up to date and being paid.
All the costs involved in using that insurance.
Okay.
But wait, he was going to renew it anyway, or he was not going to renew it?
I know, but you understand it.
I've made my condition that if you want to use my car and get release, so to speak, from paying for the damages, then you have to pay for all the use of activating.
That's not what the normal meaning of the term is.
That's what I say. Name is
Will the insurance company, when the broker come back and said, you know what, I only want to have put an annual fee to pay for the annual fee, would they say, okay, you've got 1 month to pay that? You send out a warning, and then you say to them after a few weeks, you say, well, I only want to renew it for 3 days. Will it work?
What? Cancel.
Well, you cancel the policy in the middle of the year.
Yeah, but you have to pay the whole lot and then cancel it. Yeah,
and then you get a refund.
You have to pay the whole lot and then cancel it. Yeah.
For the whole year?
So what was my lotion of my conditions? Then order for you to have the benefit of my insurance, I want you to pay all the costs involved in getting hold of that insurance.
No one would agree to that if they knew what it meant. And if I he didn't intend for him to know what it meant.
Yes, it is. It's the cost. Because without the premium, you can't use it. But it's
name no, that's insurance. That's under I have insurance. I have insurance. My problem. I pay now, I pay later. That's not activating insurance. That's not activating. Making a claim on the insurance.
Now, without any special deal we left last week, the insurance is solely the primary, says the Marsham, the zechus of the owner and the one paying the insurance. Any benefit he gets on insurance is solely his benefit, and the person, a third party, doesn't get any benefit from that. Therefore, if a third party damages that car, then the fact there's insurance around doesn't take away his obligation to pay for the damage. So therefore, without any deals, Reuven took Shimon's car and damaged the car. Halachically, he would have to pay for all the costs of that insurance. All the costs of the damage, which is maybe bigger than the whole thing. Comes along Reuven and says, I don't want to pay for all the chiyuvim, which I would normally have to pay, because when you damage it, you have to pay for all the damage. I want to make a special deal of being released. Says Shimon, I'm willing to release you from paying for all the damage. On what condition? If you want to be released and pay for all the damage, then you're going to have to pay for all the costs which involved in using my insurance. The implication was that, normally, that means just the deductible that goes into it. However, since it can, in this vague way that he expressed himself, also mean and all the costs involved in getting hold of that insurance, not just the deductible, but also me actually activating it and being able to give you the benefit of it, therefore, I claim that's what I meant.
Then why didn't you say that?
Why didn't I say that?
We know why you didn't say that, because you didn't want me
to
understand that.
I wanted to make.
Exactly.
I wanted to make a profit on that event.
It's ridiculous, because you knew you would never. I would never agree to it. It's not a something. It's not a something. There's no something here.
No.
It was unconscionable.
Normally, we say. Normally, it's a suffix, yes. Therefore, I can't force you to pay. Doesn't mean just deductible. Doesn't mean deductible and everything else. The lotion can mean both things. Normally means this. And Amir's opinions, it means this. Normally we say you can't take the money out. But who's taking money out of who here?
Oh,
yeah. Who's taking money out of who?
Oh, so Reuben is taking out of Shimon, not Shimon out of Reuben.
Why? Who's taking money out of the room? Reuben damaged the car?
Oh, Reuben's
or Shimon, the owner of the car?
Shimon is
taking money. Who's taking money out of you? Is it Shimon taking money out of Reuben or Reuben out of Shimon?
Good question. You can go either way.
Why?
Because Shimon did
Reuben got the money.
Because something, Shimon what did he mean? Did he mean just the deductible or mean everything else in that loss? Most times it means deductible. Who's holding the money now?
Shimon. Shimon's holding the money.
The owner of the car. Who, the owner of the car or the one who damaged it?
The owner.
Are you saying...
He has to be, he's being released from his full obligation.
That means Reuben is...
It's the suffix of how much mechila you gave.
Okay.
We know halachically the Reuben has to pay for all the damage halachically. Let's say 10,000 shekels.
This is not a mechila.
Yes.
This is a financial deal.
No.
I purchased insurance from you.
You halachically have to pay 10,000
shekels.
No, I don't. I'm releasing you from that vatai here.
You releasing
me. On the condition.
Me.
How much a release I'm giving you? Well, I'd say it's a release only if it's a deductible. You're saying that the release of the owner of the car is not just a deductible. You have, in order to be released for the 10,000 debt, which for sure you owe, you have to pay the deductible and also the renewal of the insurance.
Might be
reasonable. So that's the topic.
I'm paying
how
you
much
for the
mechila is. The one is mechila.
But it's not mechila.
Shimon, the owner of the car.
It's not mechila. I'm paying for the privilege of that mechila. That's not called mechila. I'm paying you to use your car. I'll deny that it has insurance, which means I'm paying partially for that insurance.
You're not paying anything for the insurance.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
That was the only way I was willing to rent your car.
That's a different story.
No. You are lucky when you rent my car. If you damage it, you have to pay for the whole damage.
Not if I make an agreement.
An agreement? You've got something in an agreement to release
first
it.
First of all,
are
you saying the base in Pachin was a suffix here?
Yes.
The base in should be Choser. I'm sorry.
Oh,
this is not a suffix. There is no suffix here.
So a hire company can do exactly the same thing to you.
Why?
You can make the same agreement and then take something.
Now the high couple, if you look at their contracts, it says clearly that you only have to pay the deduction.
I'm saying it doesn't make sense that this is a
that's why you shouldn't do things Heimish. Don't do things Heimish.
I didn't understand the whole time. Let's do it one more time. A mechila. Shimon owned the car.
Shimon owned the car and says to Reuben, you owe me 10,000, you bought it.
Stop.
You want me to release you from
Reuben
that?
Reuben wants a mechila.
Yes.
Reuben has, now what's the suffix mechila here?
So, how much a mechila is.
Okay, and what? And so?
And therefore, since here this vadai, 10,000 is vadai,
uh-huh.
How much is the release is in doubt? So therefore, I can define the release is only up to this amount.
Right.
And therefore, you have to pay the higher amount of money.
But who's taking who? Shimon is...
Shimon says that in order to be released from 10,000, you not just have to pay
right.
The 1,000 deductible, 1,500 deductible.
Shimon
you have to pay the other 3,000 as well.
Fine, so Shimon is Shimon is the owner of the car.
Yes, he's the one.
The other guy,
he's
the Muzza.
No, Shimon's the Muzza.
Right.
Because as soon as you muzz it a car, that means you owe 10,000, and as if it's in Shimon's hands already, the 10,000.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Yes.
Why?
But that's a halacha. When you damage it with a, they've got vadai chiv, then that means that even if you haven't yet paid, it's already in his pocket.
So
you now want to take off
but
the money.
But it's not vadai chiv.
It is. The car damaged his face. You're making a special deal. What was the deal to reduce the chiv? That's the doubt. But the chiv was 10,000.
You're saying that Shimon, the owner of the car was already muksak.
Halachically, is muksak as soon as the damage happens. He's muksak at 10,000 shekels.
So the other guy's trying to take it out. That's the mechila.
Yes.
And therefore, it's suffix goes against him. Okay, but what about the Gnevas Das, which is what he and I are
talking about? For Gnevas Das.
This is not Gnevas Das. I am.
Lava Shir for Gnevas
Das. Would this have been a Gnevas Das? Tell me, nobody has to listen. Would this have been a Gnevas Das?
Yes.
Thank you.
Wait a minute. You're saying he intended to mislead him, but we still assume that that's what he's mechuyev for?
Yes.
He intended that he should pay the insurance.
He's making a deal with him.
No.
You owe 10,000.
Semantics are irrelevant here, though. It's what the people intended that counts.
I'm admitting he intended otherwise. I'm misleading you.
You intended for me to believe that I'm only have to pay for your insurance for now. That's what the name of Stas is. When you intend for me to believe something other than what it is.
Which he wants.
So now, it doesn't help getting back cats in the shoes. The money will still be zoted to the owner.
I'm saying there's nothing to do with insurance.
Yes. That's what we said last week. The insurance is solely the rights of the owners, but nothing to do with anybody else. Yes?
So, wait, I just want to finish the point. So
last point before we move on.
If there's damage due, as soon as the person does the damage, the owner of the car, whether it is muksak that much.
Yes.
Okay. He has to chase the other guy for the money.
That was just an opening, Shaila. That's just opening, Shaila. Now, let's move on to the next case. Reuven rents Shimon's house. In the contract of rental, Shimon writes, in the event that the house gets damaged under your rental through fire damage, even if it was not due to any negligence on the renter's part, the renter obligates himself to pay money to the value of how much it costs to repair the house. Fire damage took place during the rental. Fine. Reuven then found out that Shimon has also got insurance on his house which covers fire damage. Reuven then says to Shimon, look, I don't have to pay you for repair of the house because the insurance is paying for the repair of the house. Shimon turns down to Reuven. I says, I want a double tick. I want to take from insurance, and I want you to pay as according to the contract. Is he allowed to double tick? Come to Basin, and that's the shine between Reuven and Shimon.
Didn't you do this last week?
No.
We met the insurance.
That case came to Basin. A more common case, which does come to Basin, this can also case. First case came to Basin. The second case, you compare the
cases.
Yeah. Last week we said the insurance belongs to the owner of that car. Last week we said the insurance belongs to the owner of the car. Can the owner of the car, once his car gets damaged, collect insurance and also collect for the one who damaged his car? That also comes to Basin quite common and quite often. Are the cases the same or are they different than what's the halakha in both?
We
didn't discuss when you can double tick.
No. He's going to sue his own client.
Must be
mad. He's a contract.
Can you double tick?
I don't see why not.
If you have insurance, then you can.
Talking about two insurance companies.
Matthew says you can. Matthew says you can double tick. What does the expert over here?
Maybe not insurance wise.
You can't.
Because the insurance company is going to go sue the guy anyways. The guy that caused the damage is going to get sued.
He didn't cause the damage. It was a fire which came about not through negligence at all. It was a fire which happened purely out of bad wiring inside the house.
My experience is that
Nobody agrees with me.
Hello, what about quotes and insurance? Can you double
my
it?
That experience, my experience yes. with insurance contracts, and I have a little bit, is that the contract says if you have another insurance, now we want to fend it.
But that's not another insurance.
Well, the insurance contract would normally say that because they don't want to motivate you to make a profit on
okay.
How are they going to know anything? But it's something everybody knows.
All that means is that you'll have to give money back.
The legal question.
Doesn't mean you can't get money to move it.
There you go. We've got the lawyer and the insurance broker agreeing.
And right. Normally, the insurance company forbids. He's the account person. Right.
That's why you should always buy UGOV, make sure the wiring is up to scratch, and get a quality electrician. You have one over here.
Right, so what would happen is the friend would have to pay, but then the insurance company would be different from him.
It's not insurance.
It doesn't matter.
Let's look at Robert Cover. Robert Cover, it says like this. Let's bring a riot from the Gemara. Number one.
I mean, I don't know if
that's Nachal. There is now a dam burst that is now flooding the river bed, and it's going to swamp the donkeys belonging to Reuven and the donkey belonging to Shimon. Shalom Yofel Mono Shokhaber Matsayim. Yours is worth only 100, Reuven's donkey's worth 100, Shimon's worth, donkey's worth 200. V'hiniach zeh eshalom hitzeh eshokhaber. If the one who owns the 100 says, forget about my donkey, it's only 100, I'm going to save my friend's donkey, which is worth 200. Eino etzara, he only gets work, money paid like for the job. He doesn't get compensation of 100 for losing his donkey in such a case. But if he says befeirish beforehand, Ani atzu eshochov ata notin eshani, I am willing to save your donkey of 200 on condition that you pay for 100 my donkey, which I lose. If he makes that condition before he does the job, then when he saves the donkey, you have to give him 100 for the job, even though the job's worth 20.
Even though you didn't agree?
He did agree.
Oh, he did. He responded and said yes. Oh, okay.
Otherwise, you lose the donkey good. Now, here's the shayla. Yoram Lahatsa, he went down to save the friend's donkey of 200, then he was Matsya. But Va'ola Shalom Erov, and you know what? His donkey did die in the end. His also miraculously came out of the bed, seabed, and was saved naturally. Mahu, does he get paid the 100 or not? Omalei, Mishmaya Rachman Alei. Yes, he gets double dip. He gets his donkey, and he gets the 100.
How does Nishmai Rachman Ali
mean that?
How does that mean?
So we only have proof from here that you can double dip. I made the deal here. You give me 100. Why do you have to give me 100? Because I'm going to lose my donkey. Now go down and save yours. And my donkey doesn't die in the end. I'm able to keep my donkey. I'm still getting 100.
This isn't the Shemaya Rachamim. This is Allstate Rachamim Olea. He's got Allstate behind him. He doesn't have Shemaya.
This case is...
It's not Hashem.
The case of donkey is that some Shikutsky does it for free. And he can't get double money. If he wakes up in the morning, his whole house is perfectly good. So then the guy still might have to pay for the dance, but he can't collect the license.
What?
Miraculously, his house gets rebuilt.
Yeah, that's parallel. In this case, that's
he
parallel.
He collected money from the people.
What do you mean miraculously?
If
somebody came to your house and started painting your house.
Exactly, he did it for free.
Did it for free. That's what your comparison. So why is it different?
So wait, this was an ace?
This is different. This is the arrangement.
Because
over here
you had no loss. You know, Shemayim doesn't
mean it was an ace.
You never lost his donkey. Yes, I mean, okay. I get paid for my loss and I still get my money.
The
insurance also paid.
The house never got burnt down. He just charged the guy $1,000 to save his donkey. His house never got burnt down.
His house got burnt down?
No, it didn't.
It did get burnt down.
How do we know?
No, you're right. But sure, so it's more of a culture game. In the case of the donkey, I said, look, pay me 100, why 100? even if it's way over, because I'm going to lose my donkey. Right. And we say you still get paid the 100 even though you don't lose your donkey. So don't you get in that case where I say to the insurance company, look, pay me the insurance because my house gets burnt down. Fine, did your house get burnt down? Yes, it did. Aye, you're also going to get money from the guy over there who also agreed to pay. Well, that's a mishmairach on the lay. Well, I made a deal, that special deal. What's it got to do with you?
Can I ask an elementary
question? Here, my house got burnt. Not that case of the Gemara where I didn't lose my donkey, and I still get the donkey. And I still get the 100.
Yeah,
it's a culture game.
It's an insurance law. It's an insurance law. I don't know about American Israel, it's an insurance law. You can't make money on insurance. You're not allowed to make money on insurance.
He can make money.
I'm not making on the mouse. Yeah.
Can I ask elementary questions?
It's a bargain. It's a bargain. It's a bargain. How much is going to get for the job?
Yes.
And you agree? That's all.
Okay.
Can I ask elementary questions?
Okay. Okay. Eric, you may be getting there somewhere, but you're getting nowhere. But you're getting somewhere. You're getting at this.
How do we know?
Working hard, and there's something there.
How do we know Yishmaya Rachimu Alei is referring to the guy with the $100 donkey? Maybe it's referring to the guy with the $200
donkey. All the Farshim, all the Rishonim, don't worry.
But how do they know that?
That's what it means.
Maybe it means the guy with 200.
No.
Yeah.
He's came back alive.
Right.
He can't be $200 one.
Why? He lucked out. He doesn't have to pay $100.
No. Okay, we're not going to ask about that.
Okay.
Discuss something which is obvious.
Elementary.
Okay. What? Yes.
Even if he wrote a contract that he agrees to pay the damages, the assumption is
okay, we'll discuss. Right.
He wrote damage.
Obligates. Like what damage?
He wrote damage.
He got reimbursed from somewhere else, but he was over damage.
Okay, now there's another Gemara which says the opposite, and we're going to compare the two and come up with klalim rules when we say double dip, when we say not double dip. So, number two, the Gemara Baba comes and says like this. Gozel, somebody stole a big cake, birthday cake. Uvlon is nice, but the only thing I hope of getting that cake back. And came along another guy and ate the cake that was stolen. So Reuben stole the cake, Shimon ate the cake. Roxa Mizegova, the owner of the cake, can go to Reuven who stole it, or he can go to Shimon who ate it to get his money back. My Tana called Kama to those Sashbanim, which is very good because Paul's money hasn't given up hope of his cake, the cake still belongs to him, and therefore when Shimon was eating his cake. So he can claim either from the gunner his cake, or he can claim from the one who mazicked his cake by eating it. Says the Divrei Chaim, he brings down the Muki Yosef over there, he says that if he goes to the Ganav and gets money from the Ganav, then the one who ate the cake, who does he pay? If the owner goes to the Ganav to get the money from the Ganav of the cake, who does the one who ate the cake have to pay? Does he have to pay also to the owner and therefore the owner gets double dip or not? Says the Muki Yosef, Chaim the Shalom the Gazlan, the one who ate the cake, he doesn't pay to the owner of the cake, he pays to the one who stole the cake. The owner of the cake doesn't get double dip. He only gets once. He can choose who to get it from. But once he's chosen, then the other one has to compensate.
He didn't steal the Goslin's cake. Why does he have to pay the Goslin?
He caused the Goslin damage. Because if he could eat it, he could have gotten it back.
He stole it from the Goslin.
He didn't cause it. So you're saying Al-Smazik, not altogether.
Yeah, Al-Smazik. He ate the cake. It's Mazik. Yes.
So
we see from here that the owner of the cake, he's got a claim against two people, but he can only collect from one. He can't get from both. What's the difference? The case of the donkeys, where you can collect from both, and the case of the Gazlan and the Muzik, where you can't collect from both.
That's easy. In the donkey case, he was 100% sure he wouldn't have it. And only through a miracle or an act of God or whatever, the thing came through. Whereas in this case, it's a totally different case. He doesn't expect anything to...
In the case of the donkey, he's arranged to be paid to do a job. And here, he got something stolen from him, which he's only back to store
the donkeys were Miyais, by the cake, he wasn't Miyais.
One guy wants his cake.
So he thought he could still get it.
Oh, yeah, fair.
The only thing the guy with the stolen cake is entitled to is to have his theft retrieved. So once he has the theft retrieved, he's not involved with anything else.
Oh, that's the point I'm making, though. He said it right. Miyais means that
it doesn't help. Doesn't help.
You're not Miyais.
No, it doesn't help. Miyais doesn't mean hefka. It's still yours.
I'm only entitled to one retrieval, though, of theft.
No, it's
where I make an agreement with someone that I made an agreement to be entitled to them too.
Yeah. Here, there's no agreement. By the case of the guns. So Gunner comes along and takes the cake, and Mazda comes along and eats the cake. What did you lose at the end of the day? A cake! Do you lose two cakes or one cake?
One
cake! So the Torah says, you can be, whoever made you lose that one cake has to pay. Who made it? One. I can look at him as being one or him. I've got one claim, a loss of cake. But in the case of the donkey, I made an agreement. I said, I'm doing a job for you. Then what's the cost of this job? The cost of the job is 100. Why is 100? Because I expect to lose a donkey. That's why I'm telling you the donkey, the cost of the job is 100. But that's the cost of the job which I'm charging. Did I do the job in the end? Yes. So you're entitled to 100. Aye, the reason why you asked for the 100 doesn't apply because your donkey never got lost. Doesn't matter. But I fulfilled my part of the bargain, and my agreement was, in the event I lost the... in fact, I saved your donkey, I get 100, I did that, so you have to pay for the job.
Well, the agreement had a double side. One side was, I'm going to lose it, that's why I want you to guarantee me the 100.
Yes.
He didn't lose it. On the other side...
So we see from the Gemara that when you make an agreement, even if the reasoning behind the agreement don't suddenly change and don't apply, doesn't matter. I, at the end of the day, did the job, and I fulfilled my part of the agreement, so you have to fulfill your part, and that was job for 100. I did the job, yes, you have to pay 100. Why do you choose that figure? Doesn't apply, doesn't matter. The actual contract... The actual contract is written, that if I do the job, I get paid 100.
From the perspective of the man who made the deal with the guy who saved his donkey, he heard two tonight.
Right.
One, I will do the...
Yes, I know.
Thank you. Here are two tonight.
So we see for the world that's called the Siba. The reasoning for my
Siba. He said, if I lose.
Not if I lose.
No,
I mean, if I lose.
I'm going to lose.
I want to get 100. I want 100.
My question is...
That's what he said. Of course I'm going to lose my donkey, which is worth 100. I'm going to charge you 100 for the job. I want 100 for the job. That's what he said at the end of it.
He didn't say because I'm losing my donkey, I need $100.
Would the donkey be the same halacha, though, if it wasn't Derech Neis? Would the donkey be the same halacha if it was not Derech Neis?
Yes.
It would.
Now that we know the Kalalim, that without agreements, we just look at the Torah says, just look, what you lost, you get, need to get compensated. With agreements, you can make agreements as much as you like. The reason why the agreements with it. Now, let's look at our scenario. You made an agreement with the insurance company. What's the agreement? You made the insurance company.
Fire pay.
Damage the house. Pay. Was that damage to the house?
Yes.
It's okay. Or damage to the car, I'm paying. He's going to pay for the damage to the car. But that, my agreement's got nothing to do with, you, the insurance, only have to pay if there's no one else who's going to give me money for the car. Where did it say that in insurance? The insurance says, in the event that your car gets totaled, we're going to cover and to the value of that car, as long as you give us a premium every year. Fine, that's why I did. I fulfilled my part of the bargain. I paid you every year. So you pay your part of the bargain. Give me the insurance money. Yeah. So last week said the water damage has got nothing to do with insurance. But now it's saying the one who's got the insurance has also got nothing to do with the water damage. Everyone is a separate reason. The damage has to replace the article, and the insurance company is just an agreement, like the donkey, that says, I do this, you have to pay. Did I do it? Yes, you have to pay. Did I pay you the premium every year? Yes. Did my car get totaled? Yes. Do you say you have to pay for the value of the total event that happens? Yes. So therefore pay.
There's a public policy.
Is it similar or not?
Is it similar to what?
So therefore, is it correct?
Is the donkey insurance?
Is donkey insurance or the, it's insurance the gunner?
Well, there's one factor in the insurance which may make it different. Well, Yirmi was saying that it's illegal to make a profit on damage as far as the insurance company is concerned. And so when the insurance entered into this contract with you, it was obviously al das, that law.
But what's called making a profit? What's called making a profit? And there happens to be the great grandfather, Reuven, comes along after his car gets totaled and says, you know what, I'm going to pay you, I'm going to buy you a new car, don't worry. I'm going to buy you a new car. Someone's up, the great grandfather comes to Reuven just the day after, gets totaled and says, I'm going to buy you a new car. Okay, you buy me a new car. Did now I'm making profits on insurance? Yes, I'm making profits. Technically, I'm making profits. The fact that I had an accident now at the end of the day is I got a new car, plus I got insurance money. So if you look at the big picture, I at the end of the day made money. But of course, the insurance will have no claim against the great suburb paying for a new car out of their own pocket. So therefore, do we look as in this case of the Muzik like the great Saba and Sabta or not?
It would depend on legality, I think. If the insurance company would be entitled to get reimbursed for that, because it's not the same thing as Saba Sabta. I'm paying this guy to insure me. This second guy, Ruben, I'm basically taking out a second insurance policy.
Yeah, so you say it depends.
The difference is that the grandparent makes the money. The other guy, the renter, is also looking not to pay the money.
Yeah, but he has to pay, yeah, because of his contract. Or the Mazik has to pay for the damage he did to the car. He has to, whether he likes it or not.
It wasn't out of his money. It was like a gamble. It was like a casino. It has nothing to do with the damage. I'm making a contract with you to pay me, even if I don't lose any money.
No, it's like a typical rental car contract. You have to pay me even when it's your fault. Then we can talk about the insurance company.
Is there a super...
If I rent a car and get an accident, I don't have to pay?
Like they have in America?
Yeah, it's not my fault.
The super local would be here.
Yeah,
insurance wasn't meant to make a profit.
Yeah, but what's called making a profit? Sub-the case is not making profits, correct?
I don't remember sub-the case.
So is this making profits, of course? Is this called making profits?
If you get twice paid more than the damage, you have
a profit. But that got from the subber also money. So that's also twice paid. Exactly. In the case of the subber.
I don't remember the subber. I didn't hear it.
No, I just get subber comes along and says, oh, your car got broken. Don't worry, I'll give you a new car. Here's the new car because your car got broken. Yeah? Of course, insurance have no claims on such a thing. So how do you define it? So the Minchas Yitzchak says like this. Number three. Sevet Achlayas, Einem Meshalem Dmei Hezekin Shalam Uchonitz, Kiyot Tzibzeh, Rak Im Einem Bekablen Dmei Hezekin Mokum Acher. The insurance company do not pay unless you're not getting compensated for that damage elsewhere. If they know that you're going to get compensated from elsewhere from the one who damaged it, also on a shaman, they won't pay you. And if you don't tell the insurance, you're a gunner.
Why is he called
Makazin,
not a
gunner? He calls him Abel Lushenis at the end. Now. So therefore, the insurance company, how do we define it halakhically? What's the agreement of the insurance company? It's not just, I give you money in event, and you return me money in event of such event happening. If your car gets total, we'll give you 20,000 shekels. Is that not the that's not how we define the agreement in the insurance company. When do the insurance company pay? It's not just if the car totals the insurance company.
When you're out of pocket. When you're out of pocket, you have no other place to retrieve that money. That's all, out of pocket. That's what he's saying. No, it's not. That's what he's saying. Zadie came along with a matana.
Zadie's a matana. The insurance company.
So it's not just out of pocket. Out of pocket is also wrong.
Why?
Because I'm from the Zeta, not out of pocket.
No, the insurance company will pay.
They are how we call it halakhic.
Yeah.
So what do they? They're saying like this. So what's the correct definition of insurance company? Listen very carefully. We are a guarantee. We are being an olev, a guarantee on the damage that takes place to the car. That in events that you can't claim that damage from elsewhere, we guarantee to repay the damage.
An Arab,
we're an Arab for the damage to the car. If you can claim your damage for the car from elsewhere, we won't pay it. If you can't, then we will pay the damage to the car.
I'm not sure that if a Zaidi came in, or a Saba, that the insurance company may not have grounds to say, you know what, we're not paying.
We've got no grounds. Definitely got no grounds. Why? Because the Saba, because the Saba is not giving money for the damage of the car. You're not getting money from the Saba because the Saba is paying for the damage of the car. So therefore, they are on olive to make sure the damage of the car gets paid. Are you getting money for the damage car? No, my Saba's not paying for the damage. Why don't you stop giving me a present? And therefore, even not gain, therefore you can go to the insurance. But if you get paid for the damage of the car, then we're not, don't have to pay, because we're only a guarantee. Yeah. You already got paid for the damage to the car. So therefore, in a case where someone rented a car, and he damaged the car, and you collect money from him, you can't collect money from the insurance, because you got payment for the damage to the car, because the only reason why he paid, because he said, I damaged the car, I have to compensate the damage which I did. Now, back into the case of the rent of the house. The renter is paying for the
use.
Is paying for the
of
repair
the
of the apartment when it got fired.
Right.
What is that money he's paying?
It's a claim.
Why is he paying that money?
It's a claim.
He's an Arab. Are you asking if he's an Arab?
Why is the renter paying money for the debt for the house which got burnt?
He's got a rental agreement.
Billing is tonight.
He's an Arab.
But why? Is it because he has to pay for the damage of the house and therefore this money is in lieu of damage of the house or not?
Yes. Then he doesn't get insurance. Then the owner doesn't
get insurance. If it is, then he doesn't get insurance.
Right, he doesn't get insurance.
The Heskin, you didn't hear correctly. What was the Heskin written in the contract? How was it written in the country?
You have to pay for the damage even though it is not your fault.
Even if it's not negligence, you have to pay.
No. I am obligating myself to pay money in the event that the house has a fire. I obligate myself to pay money up to the value of how much money it costs to repair the house. That was the loshen of the star. Okay. What does that loshen mean? What does he say?
How much it costs to pay?
He's going to pay for the damage.
What is that money given in lieu of?
It's damage. It's in lieu of damage.
No.
It's value.
You think he's going to keep us here for an hour and end it? No, the answer easily. It's like the first case. It's like the insurance, the car insurance. Same thing.
I promise to give you
the car insurance. You get it from the guy. With the car insurance, he's takachayv to pay. The insurance company doesn't have to pay.
No, I'm saying
over
here, you're not paying for the damage.
Guys, let him.
Just sheer.
I, in the contract, I'm not obligated. Without the contract, I'm not obligated to pay for the damage of the house. That's cautious.
Okay, all right.
Here. The contract says, I'm also not obligated to pay the damage of the house. It says when damage happens to the house, you obligate yourself to pay money to me as a present. How much?
What, if you're obligating
how much presents do you obligate yourself to?
The house.
But that's just a way of working how much the present was. But it's not money that says you all have to pay for the damage. It's like saying, if it rains, I'll give you 100,000 shekels.
Oh, so you're trying to say that he... What are you trying
to
say?
The way it's written, that's how it's written.
Are you saying this is the reason why he doesn't have to question?
If it's, what?
No, are you saying this is the reason why Reuben doesn't have to pay or why the insurance has to pay?
No, both have to pay.
Both have to pay. So now you think again, it'll be totally under legality.
Because you know what
the money
you
was
the
not...
You want for this case?
Me.
He's the guy that wants to catch it.
There's no insurance. The money pays for the damage.
No.
And the insurance.
That's the way you figure it out. No. No. Who is a chacham?
Who
is a chacham?
It's only a dinim akufia.
No, Tali has nothing to do with dinim
akufia.
No. I'm giving money the present. He is a sabbat and a sabta.
Even if it's a present, if the insurance company is adopted, it's a present.
That's what happened in American law and why they changed it. You use lashon, and somebody who's not an expert is going to read it away, and therefore it should be enumed enough, and the court should assume this is what a person would pay. That's what happened in the law courts in America eventually. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
you have to be so makbi
and how to write it.
Yes. You
and therefore, the basin in the first case, Paskins, he's not entitled to double tip because in the case of the damaging the car, he can't get money from the one who damaged the car and the insurance because the insurance are not up on the damage, and here they got money for damaging the car. But in the second case, with the renter's not paying for damage to the house, he's giving him a present when damage the house takes. Therefore, halakhically, he's allowed to take from them. Okay. Now.
Even if he's still considered cousin of people who gave Medina?
Pardon?
Even if he's still considered his
no, it's not full cousin of the way it's set up in this
case. No, people gave Medina.
No, not even the people gave Medina. It's like the sub and the sub.
That's what it depends on. Right? But let me ask you a question that's very common.
Now, let me ask you, till next week, think about this. He gets damaged and he can't find the muzzik to his car. Or to his house, can't find him. So he gets and claims insurance. And he gets insurance. Then, after he's received the insurance money, suddenly he gets a phone call and says, I feel really bad.
I
want to pay for the damage I did for your car. Who said the vodka shop, baby? So now he has physically in his pocket two sets of money, insurance money, and the one who damaged his car. Does he have to return the money to the insurance? Does he halakhically have to return the insurance?
Then if the insurance company pays, he's the